Okay, this is a response to the questions that I've received from Dynamar, which I'm very grateful for. A little bit about myself. Well, I am a partner of Niggaligara Media, which in Niggana, Aboriginal language, means you've got to listen. And that name was given to us by one of the traditional custodians of the Broome region, and her name is Jenny Wabi. So that's our business profile, and we create documentaries, and we listen very carefully into various issues happening around community and more broadly in society. I have a background in teaching. I have a background in business development and management. I have a business acumen, I suppose, but also more recently I've been involved in engineering and information sciences, looking at patterns and change. And from that, I am now completing a PhD through the University of Wollongong, Aalto University in Finland, Helsinki, and Toronto University in Canada. So that's a bit of background on myself. I'm a father of five children. I've travelled a fair way in life, and I've lived mainly in Australia, but I have travelled extensively throughout the world. I have been described by others as being a compassionate person with a social justice focus, but I also have a whole range of historical narratives which would horrify the majority of the conservative few that claim that they lead this country. That sort of statement then puts me hard left in terms of the political arena, but I'd like to think that I am able to embrace all agendas and stand alongside my enemies as kindred human beings, and that hopefully they wake up to themselves through that process. I'm passionate about social justice and human rights. I'm based in Perth, Western Australia, but I travel extensively. I'm up in the Kimberley presently at the moment with a friend. And it says here, another question, can you tell us a bit about why you're up here in the Kimberley and what sort of things we are doing? Well, in the 70s and 80s, there was a program called the Agriculture Protection Board. It was run by the Australian government, and it had a centre in Derby, Western Australia. Now, Derby was the centre for the distribution of a toxic herbicide known as 2,4,5-T, and mixed equally with the equally toxic herbicide 2,4-D becomes effectively known as Agent Orange. It's one of Australia's longest held and darkest secret. It affected hundreds, if not maybe millions of people, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. It has resulted in many, many problems with cancers, ranges of different skin ailments, but most importantly, changes in behavioural context for humans and some horrible deformities in children which are intergenerational. Why we are here is to showcase a documentary which pictures the story of 30 families and communities who have been affected by this particular neurotoxin. And we have had a response from Robin Chapel MLC in relation to the government's position on this national tragedy. This is the first of the documentaries that will be shown here in Broome, firstly, and that is in the West Kimberley. And my partner, Magley, is travelling across to the East Kimberley to gain another 30 interviews, and a further documentary will be created, which is supporting a feature film. Now, the feature film will hopefully wake up the psyche of Australians to understand the tragedy that's unfolded and still affects many, many people today. As these toxins do not disappear quickly, they are embedded in humanity. On another topic, as far as drug law reform goes in Australia, I have a medical condition called ankylosing spondylitis, which I have been very public about, that I have had to try and manage using a range of pharmaceutical drugs which have been of little or no help in relation to pain relief or to any of relief from symptomatic causes of the actual pharmaceuticals themselves. Effectively, I'm a victim of pharmacide, but I am a survivor of pharmacide and a victim of no one. I do think that we need to stand up to the way that these pharmaceuticals are distributed and assigned to human beings. And I think that the current drug law reform position on gradually easing its clampdown on marijuana relief, the growth of hemp for building and for clothing and so on is it's more than timely. Otherwise, we live in a retarded society that doesn't embrace where we actually came from in the first place. I have spoken passionately about the nature for civic and human rights in this space, and I believe that we're at a change in humanity, and we need to have a change in government accordingly in relation to this. I noticed that Robin Chappell the other day, not that I'm affiliated with Robin Chappell, but I noticed that he also has managed to pass in Parliament a bill regarding the compassionate way for people to end their life if they happen to be in a disastrous end-of-life situation, as his mother was. And so I have an invitation here to attend an invite to the Greens People's Dinner about how corporations buy their way into our democracy. Well, I firmly believe we don't live in a democracy. We live in a plutocracy, and that we have a series of oligarchs that run this particular national bastion. We have corporation-led society. We have a very inept government who largely are made up of millionaires and billionaires who service themselves. And as Sartre said famously, a government serves itself. So as the fledgling citizens that we are, I believe that we need to ensure that our different parties, whoever they happen to be, are answerable to us as citizens, but most importantly that our push is to get corporations to respond to our calls for social justice and human rights. We have a series of issues politically that are occurring in terms of fracking and other disastrous extractive mining profiles across this country, and they are doing nothing to protect country, Budja or Buru, and we are missing out on a fantastic opportunity to live in a way that actually protects humanity rather than destroys it. I have spoken openly about my dispassionate belief in native title. I have a range of other papers I've written about autonomous autonomous vehicles and artificial intelligence-led mining with the absence of humans. And I am also an advocate for various groups around the onset of surveillance and data surveillance on our society, which is now being pervasively attached to police, DCP workers, first person responders. Essentially, the surveillance that was static is now becoming mobile. I do keep my enemies close. They are very evident to who they are and who I am. I'm always listening for a better position. And as I've said many times, and my partner and I in business and in life talk around and listen to the context that we don't pick a fight, we only pick a side. So the fight's already apparent. There is an evil side to humanity. We have the power to do good. Anything else to say about myself? Well, yes, I have. I will be taking the stand on February 19 in Sydney. I will be presenting my case beyond the Royal Commission into the institutional response to sexual abuse for children. I have written a book about my life and its disastrous start and more strong finish. And I'm in a large trial myself where my own character will be under scrutiny. The nature of what the outcome is for that can only be good. And for those people who are following my journey, it can only be better for them that I do speak up for who I am and for the plight of those that cannot or find difficult to be able to do so. So that's a bit about myself, Alexander Hayes, signing off here in the Kimberley and looking forward to meeting with you all.